Here we go. One, two. It goes live. It's such a long time. I didn't do any podcast due to a lot of things going on in life, and especially when you have a lot of time to do whatever you want and you haven't done anything for the last couple of months. You just want to just catch up with everything. And also one part of this problem, it was I never ever had so much free time in my life, so I don't really know how to manage it yet. Because the beginning of my life, like since I was 18 up to now, I was crazy busy with my work and job, and I used to work in like 9-to-5 job, and you have like sometimes you work like 6 days a week, 7 days a week, you do not have free time. And now I have a free time, and I was like, what should I do with this? And I don't even notice sometimes I'm sitting and like spend already a lot of time watching fucking YouTube for no reason. And that's a really bad thing, it feels like. Yeah, it's not a good thing to do. But yeah, I'm trying to get a little bit more on the track with myself. The good thing about it, I always know how to make myself busy if I want to find something to entertain myself. It's really easy for me. I always can go outside, do longboard, do basketball. I remember the moment I was like, I should just invest in myself. I just should spend more time with myself. And I always was looking for a job that I can just chill out. I want just to work like 3 months a year, and all the rest I can do like just enjoying my life, just really spending time like I wanted to. And now I have this possibility because I work like half year usually, sometimes even less, but I have now free time, and I realize I most of my time I'm not doing anything. That's a really bad thing. I'm still doing a lot of things that I wanted to do, like a longboard at like 10 in the morning. I can go a longboard in a skate park or somewhere, or I can just like drive a car and go somewhere and just looking at the people walking to work, and people just busy with their life. They need to go, they rush somewhere, and it's just so amazing to look and know that you are safe, you have enough money, and you have just free time to look at them being busy. That's just a pleasure, really. Yeah, it's probably not cool to say that, but it's just a beautiful thing to see. I think that's why the communists really failed, because there was like they thought the people really wanted to do whatever they want with free time. They just need to be covered with food and shelter. But they realized as soon as the people covered with food and shelter, they don't want to do anything. They just want to do as little as possible and not investing in anything. They don't want to work for a better, great future. They just don't give a fuck about anything else. They just like enjoying their life. They're just not going to do a shit. Yeah, I know, because I grew up in a family. My parents catch some part of communist time, and they definitely, I kind of seen them being a little bit this way. Yeah, I kind of see this way, because sometimes I'm saying something and I do not understand how they're thinking that the government should give them everything and they don't need to do a goddamn shit. Yeah, it's kind of frustrating, a little bit painful when they expect everyone to bring them and they expect someone to look after them and say to them like, yeah, you can do this, you should go that. Yeah, that's kind of a really interesting thing. And especially when you grow up and hear that they say a good thing about communism, but then you know you're grown up, you get a little bit more of a research about everything, and you find out that it's a really fucking stupid idea and really painful idea. It's really strange and unnatural idea, like really unnatural idea. If you all think like communism is like, it's never been that in the past when we were like tribals, yeah. If you all think about like, you always in your past, you always had to like a hound to get something. You always had to do something to get something. And now, all of a sudden, a fucking you have a house for not doing a goddamn thing. And now, all of a sudden, you have food coming in for not doing a goddamn thing. You don't have to protect anything. Yeah, it's just everyone share everything, and in the same time, you do not own anything. That's so dumb. That's literally, I don't understand how the people really thought that's going to be a nice idea. I do not. The good thing and the funny thing about it, sorry, it's not a good thing. It's just a funny thing about it that still, I think a couple of countries like China still has the same regime. They still think it's a great idea. It's like, it's a mind blowing, really. It's a really mind blowing that they still kind of going around in 2021, going around the world and just going and thinking like, yeah, that's good. That's brilliant. That's really nice. They're just confusing, really. Probably they're living in their own bubble. Their own bubble that they think if they're gonna do something different, they're gonna die. They're not going to survive. The country gonna fall apart. And the country was falling apart actually many times, like every single one. Every single country in the world were falling apart many, many times. As you can actually see how people cannot find a way to talk to each other and understand each other. The good thing about skipping a long time and not doing a podcast, you kind of accumulate some thoughts and some feelings about something, some decisions maybe, and it's kind of a get a little bit stronger in your opinions, and you get kind of you can kind of formula I think formula former god damn my English get disappearing a little bit. If I'm not practicing for a long time, everything is disappearing. So you get kind of you can form a better idea of a better idea of what you think, what is great. It's like a couple of days ago, I just a deep that jump, really dive in the rabbit hole about schools, and I think I still have something inside me really hating schools for like wasting so much my lifetime for nothing. For going there, waking up in the morning, 7 o'clock, just going to school, spending the like a big part of the day, and then coming home fucking disappointed and angry, and you also get these fucking bad grades, and you're scared to show it to your parents because you know they're gonna beat you up because they're from Russia, kind of this shit. Because they're going hard. They're never gonna tell you, like, oh, you're gonna do better next time. No, they're gonna fucking beat the shit out of you. You're gonna say, if you're gonna get something like that again, you're not gonna use a fucking toilet for a fucking month. You're gonna go outside and find a toilet for yourself. Yeah, sometimes it's fun. Yeah, you're trying to dodge the, you know, I remember somebody said, like, if your mom trying to beat you, the worst thing you can do is try to like dodge the punch or something. Yeah, if she's about to get you up, just fucking agree to it and do not do anything against it. Otherwise, you're gonna fucking struggle a lot. Yeah, so it was never a cool thing to go to school. It was always painful. Painful as fuck. You always think like, why spending the time here and what the fucking purpose of this, and probably never gonna use this knowledge in my life. And I never did actually, apart of some like, I think school useful. I'm like only for until the like a 5th grade. I feel the point when you know how to multiply, that's it, you can quit. You're done. You can go to life. You can do whatever you fucking want. Because that's the point when you are now capable of doing like 98% of any ask from the employer can ask you to do. Yeah. So I really dive into this research, like, why the school exists this way and why it's not fixed and why is it so bad for everyone and why we still have like industrial revolution type of schools with like, you know, people sitting in class while we already have like a computer and we can learn from home if you want to. And actually you can do it now, but they still gonna push the same way of learning as they did before. And I surprisingly I found the reason why it exists like this, and I didn't actually expect it's gonna be this way. But the thing, I was reading an article about what schools can give you, like you can get like really good at social, like and social, I don't know, connections, and you can get like a lifelong friends, and you can like learn or know what you're gonna do in your life, and you can get a beautiful future, or maybe you're gonna become a scholar or something like that. But you know, it was an article and I went all the way down, and for some reason it was like comment section down below, and I went over there. And the first one with the biggest likes was like, school was never intended to be a place when you're gonna learn something apart from the basic knowledge, like multiplier, plus, minus, and divide and shit like this. The school was intended to be a daycare for kids till they become independent. The most countries is 18 years old, as I'm living in Europe. I think for United States, I think it's 18 or 21, something like that. So, and I read that comment, I was like, that's a beautiful answer. That's exactly the answer I was looking for. Because if you think, for real, there's the school actually taking care of you while parents are working. Yeah, because otherwise one of the parents should stay at home, like, and looking after you and maybe teaching you something. But if you have school that gonna take you from the morning till like 4 p.m. when parents about to come back, or maybe, you know, the time, you know, they're going home and gonna pick you up, that's the answer. That's for real the answer, and it's that kind of blow me away, and also in the same time, it let go, for real. Like, I was pissed off of school, like, for real. Like, I finished school like 5 years ago, I think even more than that, and 6 years ago, I think, and I was kind of like disappointed and annoyed about like 12 years spending in school, and none of this language I actually use, and I was like, god damn, this is such a stupid idea. And then as soon as I found out the answer from myself, I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense why the system still works like this, why the system is still in the same way and never about to change, because school is never about learning. School is never about getting knowledge. The school is just about, you know, taking care of you while your parents working, while your parents being a part of society and a part of the government, wherever it is. Yeah, but that was a rabbit hole I wanted to go into for a long time. Especially, I think I have already kind of a talk about it on my podcast. I think one of these episodes. I've done like one of the first one because it was bothering me so much that school got them useless. And now I kind of answer these questions. I don't think I will come back. I think I'm occasionally going to go back to it and say like, ah, that was a damn it, that was a stupid idea. But I don't think I will like getting that angry anymore about it. Yeah, I think it's kind of... I think that's the way of, you know, just to come back to your old ideas and just have a look at them from a different perspective, or kind of look the answers and then you're gonna find them, this idea just disappeared, let go. Yeah, it's a really cool thing about it. And that was not the only one thing I wanted to talk, really, because many things happening and many things actually going on now in the world, especially with this stuff that called pandemic. Yeah, but I'm not really fun to talk about it, because more or less nobody give a fuck anymore, which is a good thing. And nobody follow the stats and things, the news anymore that crazy like it used to be in the beginning, which is a beautiful thing. A beautiful, beautiful thing. And the only really bad thing about it, I cannot go to Australia, because if I don't know if I mentioned that before, but I'm a big fan of Australia for being Australia. That's a dumb thing, but I don't know, for some reason, sometimes you just kind of think about something and you catch yourself on the thought that is like something that resonates to you for some reason. And when I for the first time thought about moving or living in Australia, I was like, that's kind of a resonates to me, really. I kind of think like, yeah, that's could be a really good, like, life-changing decision to move to Australia and just to stay there and live or explore the country with different kind of way of living and different culture and weather and places. And I just think it's not a bad thing. It's, like, not a bad decision, not a bad country to go to, yeah. I had, like, I always wanted to go somewhere. I never wanted to stay in Europe, because Europe is like, if you will think about it, Europe is like a center of like a fight, because so many different cultures are living just next to each other, and they have like totally different perspective on life, different languages, and they just like, sometimes they just hate each other for being different, you know, culture. Most of the people really like each other, and all of these nice, loving people, they never in the government. Who is in the government? The people who is really nationalist and hate other side. That's the people in the government. Doesn't matter if they, you know, the good guys, like, I don't know, something, Republicans or Democrats or liberals or socialists. There is no good guys. If you're in the government, there is not a good guy, because you hate others, yeah. If you would be a good guy, you're not going to be in the government, because the government is like, you want to rule the guys, you want to create the rules, you want to collect the taxes, you want to just tell people what to do, and that's really bad and painful. Like, in the same reason why I never wanted to have a business, I just don't want to tell people what to do. Like, if I would have a business, I would just like, hi guys, I think let's go to play basketball today. Like, fuck that place. Like, fuck the work. Why we cannot just go and, like, surf for a week? Yeah, and probably my business will fall apart in, like, 3 days. And we will run out the money. And we're going to be struggling. But, yeah, that's not good. Or it was like, hey, let me pay you, like, 3 months your salary. Like, just for fun. I think that's a really bad idea. Yeah, that's probably the reason why I'd never be a businessman. Because I would just like, hey guys, do you want to do this? I just kind of like boring. Can we just go and do like a lifting? Let's go to the gym all together and just have fun. Or go to sauna. Yeah, that's a really painful thing. You wake up in the morning, it was like, god damn, I have to go to the office. When people are sitting there hating you, hating their own life. I'm kind of curious, like, are there people who actually like to work in the office? Because office was always for me like a box that you stuck for 8 or 12 hours, just like a school. Exactly like school. You go in there and it's meaningless. It's maybe there is some meaning to the owner of this business, because he is like working for his dream. Maybe he has like a vision to build a beautiful business, I don't know, internet shop or something like that. Maybe he has this vision to become like a second Jeff Bezos. But for the rest of the guys, they're just there to get the paycheck. They are like sitting there trying to go to the bathroom to look on Instagram for half an hour. And I remember I heard somewhere there's like one of the offices, they tilt the toilet so you cannot stay there longer because your legs will just get tired. And that's such a stupid, that's ridiculous. That's such a fucking ridiculous idea that, you know, people go to the toilet to spend their time not working and get paid, and you still kind of fucking push them to do what they don't want to do. That's a crazy, crazy way of doing your just business, just doing your life, just to know this, like people going to the job and hate it. That's just painful, really, really painful to look at it. It's really bad. I was like, sometimes the best kind of idea is coming to you when you're like chilling out, or maybe you're in the shower and or in the toilet, and some great ideas come up. And there was a moment when I went to the gym and I was taking a shower. And if you ever been to the gym, you know that the shower works differently in the gyms than in your home, because they are made in this way so you cannot fuck it up. You cannot like leave the water running, because there is like a small, I think, I don't know what is this, like small thing attached to it. You push like a button and the water is coming, but it's coming only for 15 seconds. And after 15 seconds, you need to press the button again. So the water stops after every 15 seconds. It obviously it made for the same reason. It made for the reason that you're not gonna leave the water running, and the, you know, gym not gonna lose a lot of money for you, like because if you forget to switch off that thing. But it made me realize like they have a problem, and they have a solution for this problem, and you are cannot be blamed for a mistake you done. Like if you're not gonna do it intentionally, you're just gonna forget it, you're not gonna be punished for it. And it made me realize like how many things in the world works exactly opposite way. So they're like made this way, so if you fuck it up, they're gonna ask from you. Like they're for real, they're gonna ask from you, and they're gonna make you pay. That's a really crazy, crazy let me think about the example. For example, I don't know, let's go for like example taxes. Yeah, if you haven't paid, like if you receive money but you haven't paid taxes from it, they can put you in jail, or they can put you, or they can like charge you more for something, right? But why they cannot just create a system that there is no chance you can like fuck it up? Like why they cannot create a system that when there is like while you're receiving the money, they're already taking the part of this money away as a taxes, so you are not able to skip them or something like that. Okay, it's a really bad idea, because a lot of people probably hate this idea and they're gonna vote against it, because everybody hates to pay taxes. Everybody hates, because everybody knows none of these taxes ever go to any good. They're just going to get, you know, get a salary to fucking some random politician. It's like it was a big moment for me when I read that only 7% from 100% of the nation go to actual donation. Everything else, 91% goes to the services, to the staff, to the property payment, wherever fuck they spend this money for, it's not for actual donation. So if you spend like $1, if you're gonna send $1 to like help some kids in India, they're gonna get only 7 goddamn cents. All the rest gonna disappear for people who's working there. And I remember a long time ago when I was living in London, and I was like, it was like a party going or something like that, and it was a lady. I think she was like in her 40s, and she was a manager or something like that, like the big no, she was a manager. She was a consultant for restaurants. Yeah, she was like, if the restaurant wants to just like redesign something in terms of like a business strategy, they were hiring her for this. So she comes and just, look at everything, what decision they're taking, where they buying some stuff, and just like creating a better plan for them. And I remember I talked to her for like 30 minutes, and they started to open up, and she said she want to quit being a consultant because it's like she's really good at this job, but she went to, I think, Japan or Korea, because she was from like Asia, and she went for from she went to Japan or Korea for some reason, and she met their people that were doing charity, and they were crazy rich, like crazy money. And she was like talking to them, and they said like, yeah, we're doing charity. And they actually told her like how charity made them rich, how the charity, like how you can become rich from charity, how you can pay everything in your life by doing a good things, kinda. And also get really good bucks, like get really good money, because there are so many charity and all of this non-profit organization, which is like beautiful sounding, but for real, what they do, they're just paying for the life of people who's doing this. And when she told me like, yeah, you can make a goddamn living from charity, I was blown away from this universe. Because I was a fucking small teenager at that time, like so naive, and thinking that the charity people want to have a best of the best for the people who struggles in their life. And then I was just like, I couldn't fucking understand it. And I remember when Prince Harry and Meghan ran away from UK, I think to US, and they had an interview there, and they were asked like, okay guys, like you're not gonna get funds from the royal family, where are you gonna get all your money from? And then Meghan was like, yeah, we're just gonna do charity, we're just gonna do goddamn charity. And it was all right, another like checkpoint for me that the charity people, and they're not doing any charity. It's not actually correct to say they're not doing any charity. They're doing charity in the favor, how to say this, in their favor. I think that's the right way to say it. Wow, it's a really painful, it's not like a painful way of growing up, but it's kind of like disturbing, I would say. It's kind of disturbing when you're child way of thinking, like really naive, really baby thinking for real, kind of get broken down, and you understand like, oh my god, this world actually run by fucking savages and morons and people who just don't give a fuck about anyone else and just like want to make, the best of everything, anything possible. They're just gonna suck all the juices and extract every single fucking drop of amazingness from the possible options, and just gonna use it for their own good. Like she told me, like if you, for example, like get for example, like a 10K for your charity, you need to have a good clothes to go for meetings, right? You're buying from this 10K some stuff what you need, like a Gucci belt, whatever you think is good for you, you can buy it and you can wear it for this event. You need to go there. Where is this event? In the United States. Okay, now you're gonna fly from Asia to this event, and this money just get like disappearing just because you create some movements around that. You want to go somewhere, like I need to go to New Zealand to talk to someone over there in fucking parliament because I think they're gonna help me, and this money just keep disappearing because you goddamn know how to do it for real. But you still have to make a kind of a report what you have done, but it's quite easy because you don't know how the talk will turn out. Maybe they're gonna agree, maybe not. So it's kind of a both ways. Yeah, it was really interesting conversation. I'm really looking always when I'm on the parties. When I used to be on the parties in London, I was always looking for the people with really interesting ideas and really interesting, like a kind of a way of thinking. Because there are so many people that just want to work 9 to 5. It's crazy. It's so boring and painful to me. When everybody's saying like, I want to work in the office, or I'm looking for a job in office, I was like, I want to cry. I want to just like hug them. I want to say, dude, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry for you to think this way. I know it's stupid to say that because we all wanted to have different lives, and we all want to have... we're all different. Just a really simple way to put it, it's just we're all different. We all want to have a different, some people just want to have like really really safe job. They know where they are, they know where they're going, they know what they're gonna do tomorrow or in a month, in a year, and they're really happy about it. Like most of the people, they're like that. But it's really painful to me when I look at them and they're saying like, I'm asking them like, hey dude, like what you were doing for the last, I don't know, 2 months, what were you were trying to do, what were you were trying to accomplish, what you think about future, and they just like looking at me with these eyes, sometimes they were laughing, just, I asked them this question, they're laughing at me like I'm an alien, like from another planet, and they're laughing at me, and straight after that, they just drink a beer. And I was like, ah, that's funny. I was like, yeah, what the question you ask? And I'm looking at, I don't really understand what is going on. I do not really understand what is this? Like, am I crazy? Am I crazy to ask the question? Like, what are you thinking about your life? What are you going to do about your life? What is your future? And what are you trying to achieve? And when they're laughing at me, I was like, god damn, this is like... it's just painful to be there. It's just painful to listen to these people. And it's just like, it's just toxic in all of the possible ways I can like imagine. Really. That's that was one of the like indicator that I need to just run away and go and find other circle. The highly motivated people that they want to do something in their life, they want to try something new, they want to, or at least they're not just this boring. For me, it was just really, really boring. And I remember the moment when relationship questions get really boring, and when the guy starts to talk about like, oh, I had like a girlfriend and blah blah blah, and I was like, I just like can switch off my mind, not listen to it. It's exactly the same about the guy who's bragging all the time about how many girls he had. I was like, is this the only thing you can talk about? Is this the only thing you are interested in? Is for real? Like, this is for real the only thing you can really talk? What about how many, I don't know, how many laps you can run, or I don't know. It's just, maybe that's the only way of like what my interests are, because sometimes I like to talk about cars, like what car like I think is cool and what cool about this and that car. But I remember it was not always like this. I remember the time when somebody tried to talk to me about cars, and I was like, I didn't understand what's the difference between Renault and Audi. I was like, I don't even know how they, look like. But the time changed, and something also changed, and I was like, oh yeah, I know this car looks good, and it makes, this power, and this car is looks this way, and it's not that good to handle and stuff like this. And yeah, maybe sometimes, the guys are talking some shit and you're like just not interested in it, and you think they're dumb, but for real they're not really dumb, just like you're not interested in whatever they think is cool. And I was like, I remember the guy in my school who was really, really into physics and coding. And when he started to talk, I was like, I barely understand what he was talking. But I've seen like he was talking to other guys that were also into it, and they was like laughing about something, cracking jokes. And I was looking and I was like, Are you all right, guys? Like, you obviously not talking language. You obviously like making some alien sounds, and like nobody could understand. Like, if you are too smart, sometimes it's harming you a lot, because if like majority of people cannot understand you, you will be left alone. Like, if just only some people understand what you're saying and some people understand what's going on, you're like kind of alone. Yeah, I just remember the I was talking about school, and like how school was useless for me. But it wasn't useless for everyone in my class, because we had like 30, I think 30 kids in the class, and I think like four of them become a coder, like a programmer, because on the 10th grade we had 12th grade in Europe, in some of the European countries, not every single one. We had like a 12th grade. You have to do 12th grade, then you go to the college or you go to university or you just fuck off. And I remember on 10th grade we were introduced to programming, coding, and there was like couple of kids that were really good straight away. They really liked it, they were really good, and I think they just became a coder now, or at least I've seen something about it, like they post something about it, and I know at least two really they work in this industry, but I think more of them, I think like four or five became a coders. And what a good thing about school, like for real, some kids discover their passion over there. And I also remember that there were like kids that they weren't that bad in school, and they weren't that good at school either. But the good thing, they were just in the middle, but they liked the whole movement about school. Like, you're the one class, you go together, you're doing together things. And at the end, they became teachers or schoolers, or they decided to be in the kind of a, this atmosphere for their life. They just went to university to get like a teacher degree, and so they could have come back, after that. I think also a couple of girls became like a kindergarten, teachers, like staying, daycare with kids. And that's the thing, like school is not that useless after all. Like, some kids really discover what they really want to do, or maybe at least they agreed with themselves that that's the best option they can actually do. And there are also people like me, they always knew that school is just a fucking horrible place to stay and just really hated every single moment of it. But I always knew I'm not good at school, but I'm not dumb. I always knew there was not even one day when I was like, oh, I should have probably learned this because I'm not gonna learn, I will be dumb, or this is, if I'm not gonna learn this, I'm not gonna develop right attitude for work or something like that. There was never a day like this. I always knew as soon as I'm gonna finish the school, as soon as I'm free to go wherever I want to, I will succeed in any way. And I'm kind of succeeding in my own way. Like, it's always been a success for me if the person can do like whatever he wants in his life and have a lot of free times. Because, you know, there are a lot of people I know, they do what they like, but they do not have a free time at all. Like, really hard working, making a good money. Yeah, making a good money, but they just not able to say fuck off to the job for 2 weeks and just go. And they're not able to do it like every month or like every second, third month. They cannot do it. And I think for me, it's not a success if you're not free to do whatever you want. But also this kind of freedom, it comes with money. If you save enough money, or maybe you earn enough money to kind of at one day just say fuck off, I'm just want to stop for 6 months. And when you come back after 6 months, you can just start from the point you left, not from the sketch, from the scratch. Because a lot of businesses, if you leave it for like a week, they're just going down the hole. And you sometimes, I know a guy who has a business and he cannot like let somebody run it because there is a really big chance that it can be stolen. And that's a really, really painful reality when you cannot stop at any given moment. You cannot like, it's like you constantly running in not in the rat race anymore, but in the race. That you cannot just stop for a second, just think like, is it for me? Am I good? Am I want to continue? Or I just want to just chill out for a year and not doing what I doing for so long. But they know if they stop, money stop coming in. And that's a really painful thing, I think. Yeah, but the way I was thinking at school is like, I just have to run. I just have to go. I just have to stay here until the time finish. I have to do everything possible to pass the exam. But I didn't care how good I am going to pass them, how good of a grade I will get. I didn't really, really care about it. For real, just like no fucking fucks given at all. Like, I don't care. I just need to finish the school. And I need any diploma, even if it's gonna say it, you got 0 points on every single subject. I need to goddamn diploma. I finished high school. Because without the high school diploma in real life, you probably fucked. Like, really fucked. It's really painful. Yeah, you are, because at least it's like the lowest point you most of the people actually looking into. If you do not have a high school, you really fucked. Yeah. And I was praying like, but nobody really looks like how good of a high school grades you have. They're just looking like if you have a high school or not. And I didn't care at all. For me, it was like, whatever. Like, whatever is there is good, because from that point, I'm 18 years old and I can just go. I can just go and do anything. And I was so free and happy with the first time I moved out. I was like, I can do anything. And I remember when I went to UK and I lived there, I was like, oh my god, this is life. When you just fucking working as a crazy every single time, like every single day. I was working sometimes like 7 days a week. I was like, this is a stupid life. And I ran away to Greece because that was a like beautiful opportunity for me to run away to Greece and live for 6 months, waking up, seeing the fucking big water and like 6 months of beautiful weather, no rain. I think for the 6 months I was living there, I think I've seen rain like 2 times, like 2 days only. Oh, sorry, not 2 days, 2 times. And the rain was like, I don't know, something for like 20 minutes maybe less, I don't really remember. But I remember it was like a rainy day, but it was like really brief. And it was beautiful. And then I remember from that time, I was like, god damn it, you like adult, you can really change your life. You just need to decide it and you need to just go for it. If you really want to change your life, just like go for it. Look for solutions. But in the same time, you also need to like go in a deep water. I always had like a strategy in my life, just kind of a dip in the water. And then you think, because Because if you're gonna think before, you might never ever go inside. And I'm pretty sure now that whatever happens to me now, I can kind of like get out from this and like, doing good. I know it. I just know it in my guts that whatever happens, like even a really bad shit happens, I know I can get it out. Like I know how to like survive, because I went through a lot of shit. But in the same time, you have to take this kind of a dive. You have to kind of stop thinking about all the possibilities that might happen and just like go for it. Like just go for it. Even if for example, now I have an opportunity to go to Australia, but I do not have any kind of. I do not have any kind of knowledge about how it's going to be there, or how it's going to happen, or is it going to happen the way I think. Like, I do not have any certainty. I just like everything is uncertain, and I'm all about it. I was just like, all in. Fuck it, let's go. I don't care. Let's fucking go. And I'm always about it. It's just like, let's goddamn go and see and discover. Always is it's always a little bit about my travel as well. If I'm traveling somewhere, I usually book the hotel for only one night, and I do not have any ideas what I'm gonna do for a week or two. If I'm going somewhere, I'm just like booking a day for a one night, and that's it. I know I'm gonna stay the first night of flight. I know where I'm gonna stay, but then I'm gonna figure it out. And usually, I already had like two travels like this, because that's my own travels, like in my free times. And I was just like happy about it. Like I just go and I was like, fuck it, whatever, whatever. I'm happy about it. Doesn't matter. I'm good to go. We arrive. We look for the car. We find the car. We look for the hotel. We find the hotel. We go around. We just discover and see how it's going on. And it's a beautiful thing. That's the thing I would probably suggest to anyone who's fucking miserable in their life, really crazy, don't want to do whatever they do. Just like a fucking go. Save money. That's 100% a good advice. Save money before go anywhere, and save money in case something go sideways. Like I have like a couple of thousands just on the side somewhere, sent to your parents in case you're gonna fuck up. You will have money when you will come back. But just like go for it, and whatever happens, you're gonna get great experience about it. And if nothing good happened, it's better to have any experience than not to have any experience, because in this case, you're just running around, in a circle, and you're just miserable. It's the same thing about the skill. Like if you're not learning if you're not learning a new skill in your life, you're kind of running the same circle over and over again. Because the skill, you cannot like live your life with the same set of skills all the time, because you're gonna see the world only from this skills perspective, if that makes sense. Yeah. And also a lot of doors open up, like a lot of doors that you do not even expect open up. For example, when I was like a school and I still didn't know English, I couldn't speak English. I was just like an average dude, like everyone, no, nobody speaks English at that time. No one speaks English. And I remember the moment when I started to talk really good English, and I started to see that I'm able to communicate with people from different countries. But another thing I noticed, that other people who know me before start to respect me for it. And that's a totally different fucking life-changing thing, because you see the people that from your past, they knew you were this kind of person, and now you are a totally different kind of person, because you already know something and doing something that they're not able to do. And that's kind of thing I'm really, really looking for, because when you when you see this kind of respect from other people for you able to do something they're not able to do, you kind of they more willingly to communicate with you, to open up to you, or maybe introduce you to someone who can also be helpful for you or be interesting for you in any way. And I just give you one example about other people respecting you for having a skill. Yeah, if for example you couldn't fight and now you're like taking classes for 2 years in any martial arts, and now other people who are doing martial arts for a long time but know you where you weren't doing it, they're gonna respect you and they might invite you to somewhere, like, you know, meet up. You're gonna talk about martial arts and there's gonna be a dude who's doing business and you're gonna meet up with him and know him. Like, there is this part of a respect that you get from learning and knowing skill. It's a crucial thing. It's just a beautiful, amazing thing that you just have to learn a new language, new skill. That's I think that's gonna be a wrap, because I wanna finish on this point. And I'm really happy that I came back and did like a 50 minutes of talking about what I think is really important and cool. And I think I'm gonna do a kind of a small or a kind of no like a try podcast with my friend. He was asking about he was asking to do that for a long time when we meet up. He asked me like, can we do a like podcast, and we started to develop an idea. But the bad thing about it that he doesn't speak any English, but it was like kind of fun of it. If I can talk to myself as long as I fucking want to, because I'm already running for 51 minutes. And I think we're just gonna do like a podcast. I will talk English and he's just gonna like be in an audience and talk to me if he understand anything I'm saying, or just asking me questions about language and about something where I say, try to explain to him and stuff like that, and see how it goes. I think we're gonna run the first try for just to see how it goes, and another one maybe we're just gonna post it out. I don't know, we still didn't figure it out, but I need to buy another microphone to do that. All right, thank you very much. That's it. Bye.